Alrighty. Christine Stenquist, your title, please.
I am the president and executive director of TRUCE, which is the patient organization here in Utah.
Remind me what TRUCE stands for.
It's an acronym for Together for Responsible Use in Cannabis Education.
Very good. And you, sir?
My name is Doug Rice. I'm the interim president of the Epilepsy Association of Utah, a patient advocacy group.
Okay. Let's begin with you, Christine. What did you hear today? What's your reaction to it? And what do you think of this coalition that even includes former or current patients?
I think it's the same rhetoric we've been hearing all along. It's the same players saying the same things, making promises. I didn't hear anything of substance today, just that we're going to work on something. Some of the patients that we saw and heard today actually are using cannabis, and some of them are using whole plants, so I'm not quite sure why they're on the other side, other than they were also very devout members. And I think the church coming out the way they did has actually put some patients a line of fire, and they're being forced to choose which side, and salvation or your health. That's a tough choice.
I noticed that your group, which included other patients, some who are in wheelchairs and so forth, you all turned your backs at one point to the speaker. Why did you do that?
We did. One of the speakers was formerly with us and had advocated with us, was a patient who had access in other states and has chosen to side with his church and leave patients aside. And we felt like that was a turn against us, and we turned against him.
So you felt betrayed by...
Absolutely.
Yeah. This is Nathan Frodsham?
Correct. He used to be the vice president of our patients group.
And I'll have to ask him... Why he changed his mind. I'll ask you some questions too. The coalition kept saying there's not enough medical research, there's not enough evidence to say that medicinal marijuana is safe. I know it's more of the same, but what does your group offer to counter that? What kind of research does your group have?
Epilepsy Association of Utah is in coalition with TRUCE, and we are continually digging into research. If you look at the TRUCE Facebook page, twice a day there are educational posts on various research articles, scholarly articles regarding existing cannabis research and background. So if somebody says that there's not enough research, that's not really true. We've, for years now, we've been putting plenty of educational and research material up on the TRUCE page, as well as trying to support them from the Epilepsy Association of Utah side under the political arm, Help for Children with Epilepsy. So we've been advocates of cannabis for a number of years. We were up here as part of the original Charlie's Law back in 2014. And it's interesting that back then, the Utah Medical Association was opposed to it. They say now that they were not, but they were opposed to it, and they were asked to keep quiet about it in return for some other legislation that they were working on up there on the Hill at the time. So it's been interesting to see them flip-flop on this topic.
Do you think there's anything positive that came out of this today? You know, all these entities saying, okay, we support medicinal marijuana, but not in the way it's being presented in Proposition 2. Is that a step forward, or is that a step sideways? Is it not a step at all?
This isn't a step. This is a lot of the same old, same old. We're still begging for breadcrumbs. We're being told that our breadcrumbs aren't good enough, and we're being told there's something coming. But again, there's the alluding to, but there's no substance. Again, it's just vaporous promises.
So you don't think that anything could change before November to maybe strike a deal?
I have yet to get a response from the church from my last email with them and wanting to sit down. So no, I don't feel like they are wanting to dialogue with this. I feel like this was a show and an act for the community, and we're tired of this kind of display.
Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely. I think it's really disappointing to see these people decide to change sides like this when so many of those supporters that we saw up on that stage have been chanting that we need to have access to cannabis and we need it now. To take this sort of a step is actually just going to delay things. The fastest method to get patient access to full plant cannabis is to go with Proposition 2.
Do you also feel, as Christine does, that now that the church has made its statement heard again, that people are scurrying because of their faith, because of the pressure that they might feel to not support medicinal marijuana or marijuana legalization of any sort in this this state?
I think that the people that are going to vote against this because of the vagaries of the LDS Church's responses so far have already made up their mind. I don't really think that we're going to lose that many voters to this. I think it's time that they finally came out and said what they've been trying to say almost deceitfully for the last few months.
How do you feel? How do you address concerns that they have that, you know, there will be blurred lines between medicinal marijuana and illegal marijuana, and, you know, they can't, law enforcement can't determine the difference, and all sorts of public safety issues?
According to the proposition, any patient that qualifies according to the qualifications on there for illnesses will be given a medical card. That's helping the law enforcement right there. Right there, you have a card that says, I have the right to legally possess this medication for my needs. So I'm not quite sure why they keep generating this misdirection and misinformation. It's really, truly, the sole purpose is just to confuse the community. Like, we have created some recreational bill, and we have it. It is the most conservative proposition in the country that has gone for a medical whole plant cannabis. We've had it evaluated by a third party, Americans for Safe Access. They have given it a D-minus rating because it is so restrictive. We tried to listen to what law enforcement and the others have said. We've put restrictions in there. They're choosing to scare the... They're choosing to scare the community.
I read the proposition as well. There's a section of Utah code that said defines a chronic illness or the illnesses that would qualify underneath this bill.
Correct. And we have those qualifications, and it's the same in other states. In fact, our list is really quite tight as to how many patients can actually have access. Again, it is a medical bill that is intended just to get those who, at least among us, are suffering. And we just want to get them access.
And, of course, this is chronic illness, debilitating pain, cancer, HIV, AIDS, and the
sort. Epilepsy, autism. Yes, there's I think, 9 of them. And then there's a pathway for patients who have those rare conditions. We heard a patient tonight who talked about having EDS. It's a very debilitating condition, and it's rare. It's not listed on the conditions list, but there is a pathway, a cannabinoid review board, that patients can bring their case to them and say, I would like access. Can you please review my records? So there's a pathway, but there's still restrictions.
And back to the epilepsy, which is under that list. I mean, I've talked to epileptic patients and their families saying that this is a far more effective solution than the cocktail of drugs that they have to take on a daily basis. And so this, how does all of this impact you right now, hearing this today?
This actually delays access for us. Right now, my daughter is already using CBD oil legally under the Charlie's Law here in the state of Utah. The problem with this is, as she's grown older, Charlie's Law does not provide for the THC that we need to get total control of seizures. Right now, she's still seeing 3 to 5 seizures a day, which is great. That's down from the 20-plus that she was having before. But when we add THC to this mix, we see total seizure control. That's what we need, and that's why we are in favor at Epilepsy Association of Utah. We're in favor of Prop 2 because we have so many patients that are in this position. If we have to wait, there's a possibility that we could see additional patients die. Sudden unexpected death from epilepsy is a real thing, and we've lost plenty of patients because of it. And I don't want to lose my daughter. I don't want to see anybody lose a family member because we had to wait because some other coalition decided to pop up and delay things.
I thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks.